You're listening to Cross Currents from KALW News. I'm Hannah Baba. Early this morning, Congress voted to certify the Electoral College votes confirming the new Biden administration. But before that, of course, the world watched as the U.S. Capitol was taken over by a violent mob of pro-Trump extremists. Today, we're going to hear firsthand accounts of this infamous day from some of our California lawmakers who were in the room where it happened. KALW's Marissa Ortega-Welch reports with help from our partners at KPCC in Los Angeles and KAZU in Monterey.
You can't imagine this. This is one of these days where you really are speechless, especially seeing the United States Capitol and seeing what's going on there. But I'll hopefully try to find some words for you. How's that?
Jimmy Panetta represents California's 20th district, including parts of Monterey County. He's one of 55 elected officials from California serving in Congress. They knew that voting to certify the presidential election would make January 6th a historic day. They just didn't know it would be remembered because of an attack. Brad Sherman represents the San Fernando Valley as representative of California's 30th district.
I began today driving to the Capitol and thought that that might be difficult due to demonstrators, but it wasn't.
I was a little surprised how easy it was for me to get in and that there was nobody in front of the doors.
Nanette Diaz-Barragan represents California's 44th district in and around Los Angeles. She had been bracing herself for heightened security because of the pro-Trump demonstrators in the streets. Instead,
I basically got through the doors before anybody basically stopped me to make sure I was where I was supposed to be. So I actually thought that was an indication that things were going to be okay.
Representative Jimmy Panetta was in his office on the Capitol grounds doing what a lot of us have been doing lately, having a meeting over Zoom when the attack began.
As I was sitting here on that Zoom call, someone was loudly banging on my door. And I'm sorry, I thought it was one of my colleagues playing a joke until I heard the front door being banged on as well. And I heard that it's time, the yelling of need to evacuate the offices immediately.
He told his team to follow the orders, and they, along with other staff and Congress members, took shelter in a committee room. But the military veteran who served in Afghanistan decided to stay. Meanwhile, Representative Barragan was about to head to the House chamber for the Electoral College certification.
I was in my office and heard over the intercom, a system that we really don't use here in the House, and then a woman come on and say that we are to shelter in place, that we're to stay away from windows, to lock our doors, was pretty startling.
Congresswoman Judy Chu represents Pasadena and the San Gabriel Valley in California's 27th district.
We were in the middle of the debate on Arizona, and suddenly, we saw that rioters had crashed through the Capitol. They had broken windows, crashed through doors, and gone in, marched down Statuary Hall, and went to the House floor as well as the Senate floor, causing the Capitol Police to actually bar the doors to the floor with desks with their guns drawn. I never imagined that I would ever see such a thing, ever.
For the first time in perhaps ever, putting aside the War of 1812, the Capitol was forcibly breached.
Again, Representative Brad Sherman.
This surprised me because whenever you go through the checkpoints, there are Capitol Police with serious firepower, sometimes machine guns. And I never believed that somebody could just rush their way through one of these checkpoints.
While all this was happening, Representative Panetta kept working in his office.
Continuing to answer phones of those people who have called and continuing to hear the opinions from the people on the Central Coast who are expressing their outrage, their frustration, their disgust, understandably so, as to what they saw on TV.
Many of his colleagues were equally angry, not just with the mob, but with President Donald Trump.
This is a president who has incited these rioters.
Representative Judy Chu.
He got them to the point of hysteria so that they actually stormed the Capitol, disrupted all these proceedings, went through offices and actually caused violence.
Representative Nanette Diaz-Barragan.
We have his supporters terrorizing Capitol Hill police, members of Congress and staff to try to stop this process.
Of certifying the Electoral College vote.
And so I'm angry, I'm sad, and frankly, I'm a little scared.
Representative Sherman is concerned about what the events of January 6th bode for Inauguration Day.
The inauguration currently is scheduled to be outdoors, where there will not be the level of security that you can provide in this Capitol complex.
The current security plan focuses on protecting the president.
We now have to wonder whether a group like this would just want to attack anyone who's attending.
Representative Panetta says, despite the events of January 6th, he will not be intimidated.
And being here tonight is obviously a very, very emotional time. Let me tell you, I can't stress it enough. And you hear it in my voice. But like I said, despite these emotions, it sure as hell ain't going to stop us. And it ain't going to stop me from doing my job, because that's how our democracy moves forward.
For Cross Currents, I'm Marissa Ortega-Welch.
Thanks, Marissa. Those interviews were brought to us from our partner stations, KPCC in Los Angeles and KAZU in Monterey.